A guy who brought a gift to a Jew. So there can be various problems of what he's bringing. One problem could be that he picked it on Yontif, which means that it's suffix it was Muksa, because it was Mechuba to the tree. And being of Yontif, it was picked on Yontif, it's Muksa. Another problem could be is that it wasn't trapped before Yontif, which also renders Muksa. So, Ibish Mimina Mechuba, Mechusa Tzeida, also, after the Mishra, Lahuba Mishvila, Lahuba Yontif. If there's a suffix that this was picked or trapped on Yontif, then it's also a big chiddush. There's another problem over here also, that the goy did a malacha for a Jew, that's also a reason why it should be also. So, yeah, we have two problems. We have one problem is that it was picked in for the Jew, which that would only answer to that Jew. But here, aside from that, we have the problem of muksa, which we mentioned before, and therefore, it's muksa to everybody. There's a third reason why this food could be also is because of gzeira, that they made gzeira and things that even if it fell off by itself from a tree on the Yontif, it's also because you may come and pick it yourself. So the bottom line of what we said right now is that it's also for everybody because of this problem of muksa, whether the guy picked it for him or picked it for himself. But feel of us that there are more than not some of the people lost also the voila. Even if you put it into your mouth, you're not allowed to swallow it. Because just like anything that's also to eat, over here also, eating is when you swallow it. This was in his mouth, doesn't permit him to eat it by swallowing it. Shabu points out that it's mashma over here. And if you made a broch on it, it's also. So we see from here that even though you're not going to make a broch of atola, but since this is muksa food, which is also bachila, therefore you should not swallow it because you are not allowed to eat this food. I broch of atola. I should have thought before you started making the broch. From here, many places can learn also by a fast day. If a person actually made a bracha on a drink, on food on a fast day, and suddenly chaptas a fast day, also don't eat chilasu. But feel a tatal and also, so it's a muksa, so if you're not allowed to even move it around, so there, mutar mutation yasa. The night afterwards, the rule is when a goy brings something for a Jew, you're not allowed to use it till the amount of time that you could have done it yourself. This is a horizontal talking about a case where you brought it for you. Because if he bought it for you, then they made this zera. They don't want you to ask him to do it, so you can't use it on Yontif because it's muksa, and after Yontif, you can't use it within the amount of time you could have done it to yourself. Shnei yom tovim shel galuyos and hupa v'rishon buta yad v'shel Yontif shenu v'chei sheyaser. The Chabad holds that since the 2 day Yontif in Chutz La'aretz is a suffik, therefore in Marashach we say it's muta. The second day of Deshiyasa, because if the first day was Yontif, then the second day is Choyl. You can use it with Deshiyasa. If the first day was Choyl, then Avada you can use it the second. Ramah says, V'yesh machmir la'osra and motzi Yontif sheini. Then once they made, that we treat both days of Yontif, we don't make this veshvainus that we're only muksa on the first day and not the second day. V'nogim lahachmir im einut soch Yontif, soch ochim, v'chiyagam, zaznogim hakim lacheim, shalahu v'shvila. So he's saying, we have two problems over here. We have one problem of muksa, and we have one problem of being netted from what a goy did for you. So he says, lachatchil machmir on the whole business. And we say that they have to wait till the Chodesh Yasa after the second day of Yontif. But if there's extenuating circumstances, that you have guests and you don't have enough food for them, as a nidik to machmir for others that was not brought for them. In other words, the Issa of muksa would be maker. And we said the iser of it was huva b'shvilo that is being netted from the malach of the goy that we're not being maker on. So if it was brought for them, we won't be maker. Mr. Brew brings the taz and says, when there's a big doichak and you're really in a hard situation, you need it very much, then you could be maker even for the one who was brought for, as long as you wait with the shiyas of the amount of time it takes to pick it after monthly yontav rishon. Okay, and huva yontav sheni, so l'hamtav b'motzi yontav k'dei shiyasu. If it was brought to him on the second day of yontav, also you have to wait till Motzei Yontif and give enough time that he could do it afterwards. The Shnei Yom Shosh Shana of Yontif Sabbath of Shabbos Melachon Melachem of Huv Rishon Tzoch Lahamdan Amotzi Yontif Shabbos Bechtei Shiyasa. If you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which we don't treat them as fakers, we treat them as both Yontif, or Shabbos and Yontif one after another, then for sure it was brought to you on the first of the two. It's also till Motzei Shabbos of the second one plus the Bechtei Shiyasa. There's been enough time that a person can go to the place that it was picked from and bring it back. So you don't say, well, I have a tree nearby. It has to be from the place it was picked from. You don't know where it's brought from, so you don't have much time to take into account. You measure the amount of time it takes to go out of the tomb, come back, and take it.